Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Those Who Return by Cassandra Montag, published by Quercus Books in 2022. Today's book is all about vulnerable children, mental illness, and redemption. Laura is a psychiatrist at a remote mental health facility for children called The Hatchery, an old converted church on the grassy plains of Nebraska. A former FBI psychiatrist, Laura has taken the job at The Hatchery after her last investigation went horribly wrong. The book starts with a May Day celebration and bonfire at The Hatchery, and the next morning one of the teenagers and one of Laura's favourite patients is found dead lying in the grass. The FBI are called in, and Laura calls on her old childhood friend and FBI agent, Cedar, to help. But after the mess of their last operation together, their friendship is a little frayed. The children and the staff are interviewed about the murder, and Laura suspects their only neighbour, a woman they call Baba Yaga, while others suspect the grumpy groundsman Albert or the volatile fellow patient Owen. And meanwhile, Laura's own ghosts from her past keep raiding their heads. When another child is found wrapped in barbed wire and Laura feels as though she's being followed, she learns about the stories of the Hatchery's dark history and begins to wonder if there's something more suspicious happening there and who is really responsible. Those Who Return is a literary fiction psychological thriller. It's beautifully written and poetic while haunting and heart-tearing, as well as a page-turner. This book has a lot more going on than just a search for a murder suspect. Laura is complex and damaged with her own mental health on a knife's edge. She cares deeply for her patients and, due to a terrible incident in her childhood, feels tremendous guilt if she ever lets anyone down. Her failure at the FBI looms large over her, and this time she's determined to protect the vulnerable, particularly a mute runaway boy called Ezra. Her relationship with FBI agent Cedar is problematic. They share childhood traumas and a deep friendship, but also share a stubbornness and a tendency to build thick walls to protect themselves. The Hatchery itself sits on the rural grassy plains of Nebraska, remote and desolate, where the weather, the winds and the storms have such a heavy impact on the landscape and the lives of the residents. The weather is a character all of its own. Although my favourite character was the Baba Yaga, an elderly arthritic woman living all alone on her farm with her horses and her gun and her elderberry syrup. A woman with a past even more colourful and troubled than Laura's own. Those Who Return is also about healing and second chances, about not speaking your truth, as well as ambition and the need for redemption. It's also about fires and the damage it can do, but also the healing property of fire, to regenerate like the controlled burning traditionally performed by the local Indigenous people. So if you like exquisite prose, lies, wild landscapes, broken friendships and trauma, you might like Those Who Return by Cassandra Montag. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.